आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद, द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी लेज फाउंडेशन स्टोन्स एंड डेडिकेट्स डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ 10,000 करोड़ रुपीज इन हरियाणा। Startup QNU Labs launches world's first unique platform QShield, empowering enterprises to protect their critical infrastructure. Over 200 patients, including those in critical care, rescued safely after a massive fire in Lok Bandhu Hospital in Lucknow. Second round of talks between the United States and Iran on Tehran's nuclear program likely to take place in Rome. Met Department forecasts heat wave conditions in isolated pockets over Rajasthan and Gujarat during the next 2 to 3 days. And in IPL T20, Chennai Super Kings, ending 5-match losing streak, register 5-wicket win over Lucknow Super Giants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has laid foundation stones and dedicated development projects worth 10,000 crore rupees in Haryana. On the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone for the third 800 megawatt unit at Deen Bandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant in Yamunanagar. This project is an expansion of the existing plant that currently operates 2 into 300 megawatt units. The project is targeted to be completed within 52 months. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for a Gobar Dhan plant in Yamunanagar worth 90 crore rupees. The plant will have an annual production capacity of 2,600 metric tons of compressed biogas. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the Rewari bypass, which has been built at a cost of 1,069 crore rupees.
अब रेवाड़ी के बाजार चौराहों रेलवे फाटकों पर लगने वाले ट्रैफिक जाम से लोगों को छुटकारा मिल जाएगा। ये 4 लेन का बाईपास गाड़ियों को बड़ी आसानी से शहर से बाहर निकाल देगा। दिल्ली से नारनौल की यात्रा में 1 घंटा समय कम लगेगा। हमारे लिए राजनीति सत्ता सुख का नहीं, सेवा का माध्यम है।
Lauding the hard work of Haryana's farmers, the Prime Minister emphasized that the governments at the center and the state stand as a steadfast partner in joys and challenges of farmers.
भाजपा की डबल इंजन की सरकार किसानों के दुख सुख की सबसे बड़ी साथी। हमारा प्रयास है कि हरियाणा के किसानों का सामर्थ्य बढ़े। हरियाणा की भाजपा सरकार अब राज्य की 24 फसलों को एमएसपी पर खरीदती है। हरियाणा के लाखों किसानों को पीएम फसल बीमा योजना का लाभ भी मिला है। पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि से 6,500 करोड़ रुपए हरियाणा के किसानों के जेब में गए।
During his visit, he also laid the foundation stone of the new terminal building of the Maharaja Agrasen Airport in Hisar and flagged off the first flight for Ayodhya from the airport. Supreme Court Justice B.R. Gawai has said that the Constitution has stood the test of time and made the country strong, stable and united. He was speaking at the first Dr. Ambedkar Memorial Lecture organized at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in New Delhi yesterday. Justice Gawai said in the past years, the country faced various external aggressions and internal disturbances, yet it remained united and strong, with the Constitution being amended from time to time to adapt to the changing needs. Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, Ramdas Athawale, outlined several flagship initiatives undertaken in India to translate the ideas of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar into transformative action. Delivering the keynote address at a discussion at the UN, Mr. Athawale underlined the relevance of Dr. Ambedkar's vision in the context of sustainable development goals. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor's office announced that the mayor has proclaimed 14th April 2025 as Dr. Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar Day. QNU Labs, one of the startups selected by the Department of Science and Technology, DST, under the National Quantum Mission, has launched the world's first and unique platform, QShield. It empowers enterprises to protect their critical infrastructure. It also enables seamless cryptography management across any environment, including cloud, on-premises, or hybrid, on the occasion of World Quantum Day. The Ministry of Science and Technology, in a statement, said that QShield enables various services like Cosmos for key generation, QConnect for secured connectivity, and QVerse for secured collaboration. The launch of this platform adds one more step in India's journey towards global leadership in quantum technology. The sixth edition of the National Highway Excellence Awards 2023 will be held today in New Delhi, aiming to encourage innovative practices and recognize professionals for their excellence in national highway development. The award serves as a platform to celebrate outstanding achievements in the national highway infrastructure sector. It honors both individuals and stakeholders for their contributions to the construction and maintenance of high-performing highway assets across the country. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revant Reddy launched the Bhoo Bharati Revenue Portal in Hyderabad last evening. The portal is aimed at strengthening land security and bringing transparency to land records in the state. Addressing the officials on the occasion, Mr. Reddy said the Bhoo Bharati portal will provide permanent solutions to land issues through a dispute-free revenue policy. The Bhoo Bharati revenue portal has been rolled out on a pilot basis in four mandals, Khammam, Mulugu, Kodangal and Kamareddy blocks in the state. Mandal revenue officers will visit every revenue village in these mandals to resolve all pending land-related issues by the 1st of May. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The second round of talks between the United States and Iran on Tehran's nuclear program is expected to be held in Rome on Saturday. We have a report.
Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani, during his visit to Japan, announced that Rome has agreed to host the meeting following requests from the negotiating parties and Oman, which is acting as a mediator. He said that the Italian government is ready to do everything necessary to support negotiations that would help resolve the nuclear issue and promote peace. However, there has been no official confirmation of the venue from either Iran or the United States. The first round of indirect talks between US and Iranian officials took place in Oman on April 12. Both countries have said that they had held positive and constructive talks, although the negotiations remain indirect with Oman acting as a mediator. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi will travel to Russia this week for consultations regarding the nuclear talks with the US. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
The British government is scheduled to host a conference of foreign ministers from nearly 20 nations and organizations at Lancaster House in London today in an attempt to move Sudan closer towards peace. The conference comes on the second anniversary of the start of a civil war in Sudan that became one of the world's biggest humanitarian crises, leaving half of Sudan's population short of food and over 1 crore people displaced internally. Ahead of this conference, the United Kingdom has also called for an urgent United Nations Security Council meeting over the conflict in Sudan. Back home in West Bengal, Additional Director General, Eastern Command of the Border Security Force, BSF, Ravi Gandhi, visited Samsher Ganj of Murshidabad yesterday. He had a review meeting with the DGP of West Bengal, Rajiv Kumar, ADG South Bengal, Supradeep Shorkar. Senior police officers of Jangipur Police District and other senior ranked police officials of various districts of Bengal were present at the meeting. ADG said BSF and police would jointly work to maintain peace and order in the violence-affected areas of Murshidabad. On the other hand, a large number of people from these areas of Murshidabad are living in the relief camps at Baishnab Nagar in Malda district. Union Minister of State of Education and BJP State President Sukanta Majumdar visited the people in the relief camps. The Rashtriya Lok Janshakti Party has announced to sever ties with the National Democratic Alliance. This announcement was made by party president and former union minister Pashupati Kumar Paras on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti in Patna. Addressing party workers, he said that there is no worth in remaining with the BJP-led NDA alliance. He added that the party will explore a new alliance in Bihar that values and respects it appropriately. Himachal Pradesh is celebrating its 78th Foundation Day today. On April 15, 1948, the state was formed by merging 30 small and large princely states. Since then, April 15th has been observed every year as Himachal Day. This year, the state-level main event is being held at Killar, the headquarters of the remote and tribal Pangi Valley in Chamba district. For the first time, the state-level Himachal Day celebrations are taking place in Pangi Valley, generating great enthusiasm among the local residents. Moving on to the world of sports, in the IPL T20, Chennai Super Kings ended their 5-match losing streak with a 5-wicket win over the hosts Lucknow Super Giants at the Ekna Cricket Stadium last night. We have more from our correspondent.
Chasing a target of 167, Shivam Dubey provided a crucial middle-order contribution with a steady 43 of 37 balls, stabilizing the innings. However, it was skipper Mahendra Singh Dhoni's blistering knock of 26 of just 11 deliveries that powered CSK past the finish line in 19.3 overs. Today, Punjab Kings will host Kolkata Knight Riders in Chandigarh at 7:30 p.m. Punjab Kings pacer Loki Ferguson has been ruled out indefinitely from the tournament due to an injury. Moreover, CSK have picked up Ayush Mahatra as a replacement for the injured Ruturaj Gaikwad, while Sunrisers Hyderabad have signed Smaran Ravichandran in place of the injured Adam Zampa for the remainder of the season. Moving to 15th Hockey India Senior Men National Championship 2025, Madhya Pradesh and Punjab will face each other in the summit clash at Jhansi, Uttar Pradesh this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Next update is from shooting, where the ISSF World Cup 2025 will begin today at Lima in Peru. A 42-member Indian contingent will compete across the three disciplines, rifle, pistol and shotgun. Last we have from chess, where world number 1 Magnus Carlsen of Norway has clinched the Freestyle Chess Grand Slam 2025 in Paris, France yesterday, while Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigesi defeated MVL of France and bagged 5th spot with $50,000 prize money. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Uttar Pradesh, over 200 patients, including those in critical care, were rescued safely and shifted out of the hospital after a massive fire broke out in the second floor of the Lok Bandhu Hospital in Lucknow last night. The incident created panic among patients and hospital staff. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath took cognizance of the fire incident and instructed officials to ensure that all affected patients receive immediate medical attention. Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Brajesh Pathak, who reached the spot late last night, praised the prompt response of the hospital staff and emergency services.
लोक बंधु हॉस्पिटल में खिड़की तल पर धुआं देखा गया था, उसके बाद मरीजों को शिफ्ट करना प्रारंभ किया गया, सभी मरीजों को रेस्क्यू कर लिया गया, लगभग 200 मरीज थे और कोई हताहत नहीं हुआ है.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions in isolated pockets over Rajasthan and Gujarat during the next 2 to 3 days. It is predicted the similar conditions over Punjab, Haryana and West Madhya Pradesh during the next 3 days. The weather agency said that Kerala and Maha are expected to witness hot and humid weather conditions today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers have widely covered the arrest of former fugitive Mehul Choksi in Antwerp, Belgium, wanted for 13 crore PNB fraud. Choksi held in Belgium headlines the Tribune, and the Indian Express headlines Belgium confirms Mehul Choksi's arrest request for extradition by India. Congress made SCs, STs, OBCs second-class citizens as PM is the leader in the Asian Age. PM slams Congress for appeasement politics is the leader in the Statesman. The papers add that in his speech at Hisar, PM reiterated his government's resolve to continue with the agenda of inclusive development. Most papers also report on their front page the recovery of 300 kilograms of drugs off the Gujarat coast. The Hindu reports 300 kg drugs worth 1,800 crores seized off Gujarat coast. And finally, a story in Times of India says that an olive Ridley turtle has pulled off a hitherto unheard-of feat, swimming 3,500 kilometers from Odisha coast to Konkan coast in Maharashtra. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stones and dedicates development projects worth 10,000 crore rupees in Haryana. Startup QNU Labs launches world's first unique platform, Q-Shield, empowering enterprises to protect their critical infrastructure. Over 200 patients, including those in critical care, rescued safely after a massive fire in Lok Bandhu Hospital in Lucknow. Second round of talks between United States and Iran on Tehran's nuclear program likely to take place in Rome. Met Department forecasts heatwave conditions in isolated pockets over Rajasthan and Gujarat during the next 2 to 3 days. And in IPL T20, Chennai Super Kings, ending 5-match losing streak, register 5-wicket win over Lucknow Super Giants. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.